So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hashevich Mayim B'Shasaram V'Hozik Ben Acher, Chayv B'Niskay. If someone poured water in the public area and it caused damage to others, the Shevich is liable for Tashlumin. Rav says, Lo'yishanu Ele D'Nitnu Fu Kelev B'Mayim, Aval Hu Atzvay Patur Karko Elim Hazikasei. The Shevich is chayv only for clothing that was ruined in the water, but he's potter for a person that fell to the ground that was injured, because as Rashi and Daf Chav Ches explain, Rav holds Kol Takolosh Lehivkira Mishur Lamanu. Only an obstacle that is hefker is considered a bar, but the water that did not become hefker is considered like shar his property. Therefore, tinfu kelev b'mayim chayev, because one is liable if mamayni damages kelev. Avhu atzmei potter, even though the karka that is hefker is considered a bar, however, Rav holds bar shechayev levtara lahavloi v'loi lechavotoi. One is liable for bar only for damage caused by its foul air, but not for damage caused by its impact, as in our case. While according to Shmuel and Daf Chav Ches, who holds Kol Takolosh Lehifkira Mibar Lamanu, all obstacles are considered bar, regardless of whether they are hefker or not. Tinfu Kelev B'Mayim Potter, because one is potter if his bar damages Kelev. Aval Hu Atzmei Chayev, because bar Shechayev Lo Tera Lahavol Levekol Shekel Lechavotai. One is liable for bar even if its impact caused a hezek. The Gemara, however, makes a distinction in Rav. B'detama Maya Hu Atzmei Potter. Only if the water was absorbed in the ground is the Shevich not liable for Niske Adam, because the karka is only a bar for which Chavata is potter. However, the Loi Tamamaya Chayev, if the water mixed with the ground and created Refesh, mud, the Shevich is liable for Niske Adam, because as Rashi explained, Shalaihu, the Refesh now belongs to him and is considered Memoinai, for which Chavata is Chayev. The Mishnah continues, Hametznias HaKoitz Ve'es HaSchuchis, if a person put away a thorn or glass in the Rosh HaSarabim, or he built a fence of thorns between his property and the Rosh HaSarabim, the Gedr Shenofel Rosh HaSarabim, or his wall collapsed into the Rosh HaSarabim, V'hoshku b'hen acherim, chayv b'niskan. In all these cases, he's liable for damage to others because they are m'moinai. Regarding the case of Hagoydres Gidra B'koitzim, Rabbi Yochanan says, Leishonu elam afriach, al mitzamtzim loy. He's chayv only if he turned the koitzim outward to the Rosh HaSarabim, because he was peshay in the koitzim. But he's potter if he turned the koitzim inward to his rishus, because lefisha in darkan shel bnei adam leschachah b'ksalim. He was not peshay, as people generally do not rub against walls. Zok the Mishnah, hamoitzi es tevnei v'kishay l'rishus harabim lezvalim v'hozik ben achar. Chay ben iskay. If someone spread out his straw in the rishus harabim so that they compost and become fertilizer, he's liable for damage to others, v'chol ha-koin men zacha, and v'chacham initiate a knas, a penalty that the Tev and Bakash are considered hefker, and anyone may claim them. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loimer, kol ha-mekalkel m'rishus harabim behezikui, chayovin l'shalom. V'chol ha-koin men zacha. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says that all obstacles that were placed in the rishus harabim, the owner is liable for damages, and anyone may claim them. Ha-hoifich es ha-gol b'rishus harabim v'hozik ben achar, chayev ben niske. If someone placed his fertilizer in the rishus harabim, the owner is liable for damages. The Gemara asks, Lema masnit like Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah that holds for Tivnei Vekashay the owner is L'chayev, contradicts Rabbi Yehuda who holds the owner is Potter, as the Brisa states. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shas haitzah zivolim adam meiti zivolei l'rishus harabim b'tzeibrei kol shleishim yom kedei she'nishuf b'ragli adam b'ragli behema shaman asken henchli yeshua es ha'aretz. During the season that people are accustomed to put out their fertilizer, a person may leave it in the rishus harabim for 30 days, so that it becomes crushed by the feet of people and animals, because this was one of the stipulations that Yeshua ben Nun made when he divided Eretz Yisrael. And another brisa adds, "Kol elu she'amru mutarin lekalkel b'rishus harabim, imeziku chayavin l'shalom." The Rabbi Yehuda poiter. Regarding all those that were permitted to place their obstacles in the rishus harabim, if it caused damage, the Tanakhama holds chayav, while Rabbi Yehuda holds potter. The Gemara offers two explanations. Rav Nachman says, "Masnitin shaloi b'shas etzah zivolim." Our Mishnah refers to out of season, when people do not put out their fertilizer, in which even Rabbi Yehuda holds chayiv, because he was not permitted to do so. However, Rabbi Yehuda Paiter of the Brisa refers only to in-season. Rav Ashi says, Tivne b'kashet tznan. The Mishnah refers only to straw that did not yet become compost, in which Rabbi Yehuda agrees that even Meshus, he is chayiv, because as Rashi explains, Kashim heim u'machlikim behen. This straw is still hard and people tend to slip on them. While Rabbi Yehuda Paiter refers to zevel, fertilizer, which is Bershus, and these potter, because ein enoich lahachli kol kach, people do not easily slip on them. The Mishnah said regarding hamoitzi es tivne v'kashel rishus harabim, v'chol ha-koidim ben zacha, a chacham initiated a kanas, a penalty that the tevin v'kash are considered hefker, and anyone may claim them. Omer Rav, bein begufan bein meshivchan. Rav says both the improvement and the original tevin become hefker because kansu gufan mishum shivchan. The chacham included the guf in the kanas of the shvach. Ziri disagrees and says b'shivchan avaloi begufan. Only the improvement becomes hefker. But the original tevin does not become hefker because loy kansu gufan mishum shivchan. The chacham did not include the guf in the knas of the shvach, and the one who takes it must reimburse the owner for the original tevin. The Gemara questions Rav from our Mishnah because in the Reish's case of tivnei v'kasha, the Mishnah mentions kol hakodem zacha, while in the Sefer's case of ahoyfech es hagol, the Mishnah does not mention kol hakodem zacha. This must be because tivnei v'kasha becomes mushbuch, improved, for which there is a knas, but gol does not become improved, therefore there is no knas. Apparently, the Mishnah holds loy kansu gufa mishum shivchan. The Gemara explains Rav holds it depends. Davish yesh be shvach kansu gufa mishum shivchan. For something that improves, the Chacham included the guf and the knas of the shvach. Davish im be shvach loy kansu. For something that does not improve, the Chacham did not initiate in the knas. Le mikam di tanoi. The Gemara suggests that this machlekes is actually the machlekes that the Tanakama and Reb Shimon Gamliel in the Braisa regarding our Mishnah's case of Amitzi Tibna Bekasha L'Rishas Ram L'Zvalim. The Tanakama says, V'chala Koydim Ben Zacha V'Asrun Mishum Gezel. While Reb Shimon Gamliel says, V'chala Koydim Ben Zacha U'Mitorim Mishum Gezel. The Gemara asks, first, the Tanakama says, V'chala Koydim Ben Zacha, one may take them, but then says, Asrun Mishum Gezel, one may not take them. Therefore, we must say as follows. The Tanakama holds, V'chala Koydim Ben Zacha B'Shivchan. For Shvach, there is a Knas, and he may take it. For guf, there is no knas, and he may not take it, because like kansu guf mishum shivchan. While Reb Shimon Gamliel holds kol hakoyd men zacha afel guf nami. For guf, there is also knas, because kansu guf mishum shivchan. The Gemara says laziri vadi tanoihi. According to Ziri, we must say that this is the machlekes, and he concurs only with the Tanakama. However, according to Rav, there is no machlekes. Perhaps all agree that kansu guf mishum shivchan. They disagree in whether the Chacham publicized the Knas regarding Guf. The Tanakama holds Halacha ve'in Mayrinkin. They publicized the Knas only regarding the Shvach, but not regarding the Guf. While Reb Shimon Gamliel holds Halacha u'Mayrinkin. They publicized the Knas for both the Shvach and the Guf.